Well, the US presidential season is heating up. This week it is Super Tuesday, traditionally the biggest day in the primary election cycle when 15 states will vote for their preferred presidential candidate. While the day usually is a big telling point, this year Trump and Biden are gliding towards the nominations in their respective parties. Trump picked up three more wins over the weekend in Missouri, Michigan and Idaho. Here to give us the latest insights, we're joined by our correspondent in Washington, DC, Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Ingrid.
What are we expecting this Super Tuesday? Is it still going to be super?
Well, I think it's going to be more dyspeptic than super, to be honest. We haven't seen a Super Tuesday like this in the modern era. Under normal circumstances, it's the day when the race for the respective party nominations goes national. 15 states and the territory of American Samoa suddenly holding primary contests and caucuses on the same day. A big opportunity for the candidates, plural, running for the Republican and Democratic Party presidential nominations, normally, to start vacuuming up delegates that they hope will make all the difference to them as they engage in that long march to the party's summer nominating conventions. But this time around, of course, there is absolutely no tension on either side. No tension with regard to the Democrats, because President Biden faces barely any opposition in the Democrat primary contests, and very little opposition left for Donald Trump among the Republicans. The only figure still standing against him is the former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. She is engaged in a futile effort to try and derail Donald Trump's hopes of once again being the Republican Party's standard bearer. And we saw that in Michigan, Idaho and Missouri over the weekend, Donald Trump winning 68.1% of the Michigan primary vote, almost 85% of the Idaho vote, and 100% of the 924 caucus votes that were cast in Missouri. And that gives you a sense that while Donald Trump will not have his arms around the Republican presidential nomination by the time Tuesday ends and Wednesday dawns here, his strategists believe that he will be the party's presumed nominee, having racked up more than half the convention delegates, possibly as early as the following Tuesday, March the 19th, certainly by the end of this month and by the time April rolls around.
What can you tell us about President Biden's popularity overall?
Well, he's having terrible difficulty pushing back against a whole series of polls now that have indicated the depths of the difficulties that Joe Biden faces. And we saw those again in a Siena College poll commissioned by the New York Times that was published over the weekend here nationally. The survey showed that Donald Trump now enjoys a 5 percentage point lead over Joe Biden, 48 points to 43 points, with 10% of voters undecided or refusing to share their choice with pollsters. Worse than that, only 24% of voters, a quarter of the country, think that the United States under Joe Biden's leadership is moving in the right direction. 61% of respondents recording their disapproval of Biden's job as president. And remember, Ingrid, this comes after weeks in which Joe Biden has taken to the campaign trail, visited a whole series of the battleground states where this election ultimately will be won or lost, and tried to turn back that narrative, particularly by focusing on the country's very strong economic performance. And that does not appear to be having currently any impact on his standing with the polls. There's a Republican congressman who is quoted by Politico, the website Politico, this weekend, saying that the level of freakout at the White House is high. Congressman Adam Smith of Washington State saying, "I am personally less freaked out than most, but I wish Biden and his team were stronger campaigners."
Just finally, Simon, former President Trump has obviously got these legal fines mounting up against him. Can he pay them, and does it matter?
Well, it certainly matters in the sense that if he doesn't pay them, he's going to be in an even deeper world of difficulty. So, non-payment legally is absolutely not an option, particularly with regard to that $454 million fine imposed against him by the judge in New York at the end of his civil lawsuit for fraud. But he's gone to the court saying that he's willing to put down $100 million in cash while his appeal against that ruling plays out. He's also got the possibility of a payday coming up because he could sell some of his stake in his own Truth Social right-leaning social media platform and then put himself back in the black. It also matters in the sense that it allows Donald Trump to continue telling the American people that he's being persecuted by the judiciary in this country. And that certainly cements his core supporters in place around him. But it also raises the question of whether Donald Trump is ultimately going to be able to grow the number of people who say they're going to vote for him. Is he going to be able to appeal to independents and perhaps even some floating Democrats? One survey recently has shown that 10% of the people that voted for Joe Biden last time around now say they're going to vote for Donald Trump, and that could make all the difference.
That'll be putting the free cup monitor up even more at the White House. Thank you very much for your analysis this morning. That is our Washington, D.C. correspondent, Simon Marks.